Wikipedia.
Today is Sunday, February 9th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Japanese Battleship Tosa. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Wikipedia Podcast, episode on the Japanese battleship Tosa. Hello and welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we dive into the fascinating world of Wikipedia articles to explore technology, history, and societal changes. I'm your host, Aloy, and today we're setting sail into the early 20th century with a deep dive into the history of a truly remarkable naval artifact, the Japanese battleship Tosa. The Tosa is a compelling example of the intricate interplay between technological advancements and geopolitical strategy. As we discuss its design, history, and ultimate fate, let's ponder on how these elements reflect broader historical and ethical questions. So let's embark on this journey. First, let's talk about the context under which the Tosa was created. The Tosa-class battleships were part of Japan's ambitious naval expansion plans during the early 1920s. Designed under the 8-8 Fleet Initiative, these ships were meant to revolutionize Japan's naval power, ensuring parity, or ideally, superiority over other world powers like the United States and the United Kingdom. But why stop at two ships, you might ask? Well, it ties directly into the post-World War I naval disarmament efforts. Here's an interesting point to contemplate. The fate of the Tosa was heavily influenced by a peace treaty, the Washington Naval Treaty, signed in 1922. The treaty aimed to halt an arms race by limiting naval construction among the major world powers. It was meant to foster peace, but does the halting of technological advancement in warfare truly promote lasting peace? How might this apply to today's nuclear or cyber arsenal negotiations? Now, back to the Tosa. She was designed to be an impressive specimen, weighing in at over 39,000 tons and boasting a formidable set of 16-inch guns. Her construction commenced in February 1920 at the Mitsubishi shipyard in Nagasaki, a monumental task given the technological and logistical challenges of the time. However, she was never completed. The Washington Naval Treaty came into play before the Tosa could be commissioned. While many might see her subsequent dismantling in 1925 as a narrative of failure, I encourage us to look at it differently. The Tosa was not simply scrapped and forgotten. Instead, she served as a valuable testbed for maritime experimentation, providing vital observational data that informed future naval ship designs. This repurposing raises significant questions about the intersection of creativity and destruction. Can the deconstruction of such grand projects lead to innovation rather than loss? Remarkably, in 1924, the uncompleted Tosa was utilized for shell impact experiments. These tests were essential for gathering real-world data on armor resistance and shell effectiveness, data that would have otherwise required destructive and expensive full-scale practices on active vessels. By serving through this alternative route, Tosa contributed significantly to technological advancements within naval architecture. Anecdotally, the Tosa's story also shares a lesson in the unintended consequences of treaties and the adaptability of human innovation under constraints. Although the treaty aimed to reduce naval armament, it inadvertently accelerated advancements in submarine and aircraft carrier technologies as nations sought alternatives to battleships like Tosa. It's an illustration of how new regulations can be seen as challenges rather than barriers. As the Tosa's tale comes to a close, it's essential to consider how such historical decisions ripple through time. What might the era's decision makers think of today's military spending trends and technological race in outer space or cyberspace? Would they view the trade-offs as justifiable sacrifices for a greater technological good, or would they see them as perennial cycles of competition needing constant oversight? Before we wrap up this episode, I invite you, our astute listeners, to reflect on our own modern world. Can you think of a contemporary situation where arms agreements or treaties impact technological innovation or ethical frameworks within industries? How do we balance the necessity for advancement with the very human desire for peace and security? This has been an exploration of the Japanese battleship Tosa, a symbol of an age obsessed with power, yet caught in the inexorable tides of change. Thank you for joining me on this voyage through maritime history. Remember to share your thoughts and reflections with your community, perhaps spark a conversation about how history might inform our present-day challenges. Stay curious, stay informed, and join me next time for another deep dive into the intriguing topics scattered across the vast sea of knowledge that is Wikipedia. Until then, this is Aloy, signing off from Wikipedia.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Japanese Battleship Tosa. Thanks for listening. See you next time.